problem isn't that you don't know what to do, it's that you're just not doing it. In this episode, I'm getting a little vulnerable because I've spent the last few months stuck in an endless loop. And the hardest part is, I knew what to do to get myself out of it. I just wasn't doing anything about it. So this episode isn't about teaching you new tools. It's about calling you forward to use the ones you already have, to stop waiting for things to get easier or clearer or more perfect, and to start taking back control of your mental and emotional life right now. If you've been stuck, spinning, or quietly suffering while telling yourself, hey, this is just the season I'm in, then this one's for you. Are you ready? Let's get to it. Welcome to the Ambitious and Balanced Working Moms Podcast, your go-to resource for integrating your career ambitions with life as a mom. I'm distilling down thousands of coaching conversations I've had with working moms just like you, along with my own personal experience as a mom of two, and sharing the most effective tools and strategies to help you quickly feel calm, confident, and in control of your ambitious working mom life. You ready? Let's get to it. Hello, 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 working moms. I'm coming to you today after a week's vacation in Lake Tahoe with my family, where every day I got to walk a couple of blocks down to the beach, sit, admire the beauty of this amazing crystal clear lake, the snowy mountains. Oh, I was totally in my happy place. During this time, I was practicing what I preached. I turned off notifications. I didn't check my email. And I felt totally connected to my family and relaxed and calm during this time. And so I'm coming back to you feeling super refreshed and with a little bit of fire under me today. So I want to just jump right into our conversation today. So this is going to be a little bit of a vulnerable episode because I'm going to be sharing a bit of some of the things that have been going on in my own mind and kind of related to some of my client stories as well. And what we're going to talk about is getting unstuck. Now, that's a word that I hear a lot from clients, potential clients, a lot of women, just generally this feeling of stuckness, right? It's almost this feeling of like helplessness. It's the same experience that I had 11 years ago when I was pregnant with my daughter. And I know I've shared this story on some level several times on this podcast before, but I was stuck. I was stuck in a job that paid me well, where I carried the benefits of the family, and yet I was super unhappy. But being pregnant, I felt stuck in responsibility. I felt stuck in not knowing what I exactly wanted to do or what would even make me happy. I felt stuck knowing that things were not working for me, but I had no clue, or at least I thought I didn't have any clue on exactly how to fix it. Helpless, right? It's where a lot of my clients come to me, feeling exactly the same way. And for my ambitious and balanced clients, those are the women that are in my small group coaching program, they feel stuck in imbalance, right? Stuck in their people-pleasing, in their perfectionist habits, and having them over-prioritize work, sacrificing themselves and their family time over and over and over again. And they feel stuck in this loop, not sure how to interrupt the cycle, right? How to take back control of their time and their energy and their presence and their happiness, right? And that's ultimately why they choose to join the program, Ambitious and Balanced. For my one-on-one clients, they tend to feel stuck in what I call the motherhood identity crisis, right? Asking themselves hard, almost unanswerable questions about who am I and what do I really want? Am I on the path that I want to be on anymore, right? Almost these sort of esoteric questions that feel really challenging and almost completely subjective in the answer. Now, the difference between my clients and maybe even where you're at right now is that my clients took action. They got themselves unstuck, like we're going to talk a lot about today, what that process is to get unstuck. And they did that by hiring me, right? By joining in the next Ambitious and Balanced cohort, by coming to my workshops, by scheduling a breakthrough call with me to talk about where they're at and how to get themselves out of stuckness, right? They took action. But a lot of women don't do that. A lot of women don't book a breakthrough call to talk with me or to talk to another coach, or they don't do some of the things they already know how to do to help themselves get unstuck. and fix the things that aren't working for their life. This episode is not about shaming you. It's not about wanting you to feel guilty. But if anything, I hope that it inspires you into action, because the reality is you are not as stuck as you think. You have a multitude of resources and options and tools at your disposal, some of which you know, some of which you don't know yet, that are going to allow you to take back control of your time, your energy, your thoughts, and ultimately your life as a working mom. And I don't want you to remain stuck any longer. Now, I said this was going to be somewhat vulnerable because I want to talk about this recent stuckness that I have had with myself in my own life and how I got myself out of this stuck place. Because the reality is, you are not stuck. You have a multitude of resources and tools at your disposal, some of which you know, some of which you don't yet, that would allow you to take back control of your time, your energy, your thoughts, and ultimately your life. And I don't want you to remain stuck any longer. And that's why we're talking about this in this episode. Now, I said that this is a somewhat vulnerable episode because I want to talk about a moment of stuckness that I've had for myself. I recently was finding myself living day in, day out in the same stuck mindset. The mindset was a not enough mindset. It was causing me to wake up at 3 a.m. in the morning, most mornings, unable to get back to sleep, waking up with anxiety, waking up with exhaustion, waking up feeling overwhelmed from the moment I got out of bed with my heart racing. I was stuck in a not enough loop that was robbing me of being present with my kids. Like literally, I could be snuggling with them, watching a movie, and thinking about how I was not enough. Thinking about how I was letting my clients down, thinking about how I was letting my family down, think about how I was letting my business down. So when I say I was stuck in not enough thinking, I was stuck. And I knew that I was having these thoughts. I knew it because it sounded like this. Ugh, I should really be doing more, which is just another flavor of I'm not doing enough. Ugh, I'm behind. I should be further ahead. I should be more successful. I should have planned better. There should be more money in the bank. We should have saved more by now. My business account should have more money in it. I didn't get enough done yesterday or last week or last month. I should just quit. I'm not good at this, right? All of these not enough, I'm not good enough, I'm inadequate, I'm doing something wrong types of thoughts. And I knew I was having these thoughts because I'm very in tune with my thinking. I have literally developed that skill over the last 5 years or so, but I wasn't doing anything about it. Now, that's not entirely true. I was actually doing lots of things about it. They just wasn't as effective as I wanted it to be. I was doing a lot of the things that I teach my clients to do. I'm a product of my own tools. I was engaging in the daily kickstart. I was doing some regular journaling. I was reaching out to my support system and seeking help. I invested in a personal coach to help. And yet I was still stuck in this loop. Now, before I go on, I want to say all these things I was doing was certainly helping. It was certainly better than it was if I hadn't been doing any of those things, but it wasn't enough to kind of end the relentlessness of this particular not enough loop. It almost felt, this not enoughness felt deeper than it usually does. And so the tools I was using wasn't actually solving all of the problems. And just like I teach my clients tools and strategies and tricks and tips and all the things, they're not universal, right? Different days, different seasons, different mindsets, different problems, different challenges, they all require different tools and different strategies. Right? What worked for you to balance your life and to be productive in your life before kids is likely not what is going to help you be balanced and productive after kids. Now, it doesn't mean you should throw all of those tools out. You know, some of them are working, just not to the extent they were before. It requires a different level or different tools or strategies in a different way to reach your new goals in this season of life. Right? And the same was true for me here. I'm in an up-leveling moment of my life. I have a bigger vision for the work that I do as a coach and for the working mom community, and my business is shifting, and my belief in myself and my work is at a different level than it ever has been before. And so the tools and strategies I was using to help solve my not enough thinking before, they're not working at the same level that they were at that time, right? My tools literally have to level up with me. Now, that doesn't mean that the tools aren't working, right? It doesn't mean that I need to go find a whole new strategy and to manage my thoughts and get out of my not enough thinking. The coaching that I was engaging in, the daily journaling practices, the kickstart, all of that I was engaging in, I needed to keep doing those things, but I either needed to add to them or tweak them. Now, I want to share a little bit about what I did exactly to get myself out of this sort of relentless, not enough thinking, but I also want to share with you why a lot of women get stuck right here in this moment, and they stay stuck in this moment, right? I'm telling you that there's awareness. I have so much awareness, or I did at that time, to what was going on in my head. I could see it almost like ticker tape going through my head all of the time. I was aware of it, but I wasn't doing anything about it. And that's the case for so many women. They are aware of the things that are not serving them, whether that's mindsets or habits or practices or ways of being, ways of thinking that are not serving them. They're aware of it, but they're not doing anything about it. Let me give you an example. I spoke to this woman on a breakthrough call just a couple of weeks ago. She had a one-year-old son, and she came to me because she's been really questioning her career path ever since her son was born. She'd been questioning if she wanted to keep doing what she was doing. She'd been questioning if she's on the path that she wants to be on. Did it align with her values? Did it align with her purpose? She was sort of questioning her own ambition and her lack of motivation. And she'd been thinking about these things for the past year, sort of spinning her wheels, but not actually doing anything about it, which is what brought her to this call. And when we eventually dug into it, she actually admitted that these were questions she'd been asking for herself for almost 7 years, right? For 7 years, she'd been wondering, am I really on the path that I want to be on? Is this really what I want to do with my life, right? What would living regret-free actually look like to me, right? She was having these questions, and some of these questions were keeping her up at night. She'd wake up thinking about it. She was losing sleep over it, but she wasn't actually doing anything about it. And so she came to this call wanting to engage in coaching to actually finally answer some of these questions and either recommit back into the career path she was on or explore and decide what was next for her and get herself as quickly as possible into the next career. But here's the thing. She decided to not work with me in coaching. She didn't want to make an investment of money at that level. Now, it's okay for somebody to decide to not want to work with me or to not want to spend $2,000, $4,000, $8,000 on yourself to solve for your stuckness. That's okay. I really hope that she goes out and finds a coach or a program or something at a price point that she wants to pay so that she ends this 7-year loop of stuckness and the wondering if she's in the right career and the questioning herself, because really, I don't want her to get to the end of her career, look back and have regret. I don't want her to live in this sort of unhappy questioning state for any longer. And so if it's not working with me, I hope she works with somebody else. But the reality is, I know a lot of women don't. A lot of women don't choose to go find that solution. They simply stay stuck. They don't want to make that kind of investment in themselves. They don't feel worthy of that investment in themselves. And so they don't get the help that they need. They don't do the thing that they know they can do in order to solve the stuckness. And so sometimes women just stay stuck because they don't want to make a financial investment in getting themselves out of it. But that wasn't the case for me, right? I hired a coach to help me. I made an investment. So in this case, it wasn't the money that was getting in the way. I knew I had a lot of awareness to what I was stuck in and my not enough thinking and my waking up in the middle of the night and what was going on in my head and how I was feeling. So I knew that, but I wasn't doing anything about it. And so for some women, it's about investment. They're unwilling to make a financial investment, even if they know or believe that investment would actually get them unstuck into the life that they want to live. But for some women, it's not about the money, it's about the time, right? They simply don't want to invest the time in problem solving for their stuckness, or they're stuck in a loop that they believe they don't have the time. But in reality, I know it's not really about time, because if your kid needed something from you, needed a regular weekly medical appointment of some kind, some sort of physical therapy or some kind of occupational therapy or something along those lines, if they needed that, you would figure out how to make the time for that, right? If your kids really needed something regular like that or needed an investment of your time in some way, you would figure it out because it's not about time, right? And it's not about money. And if it's not about time or money, Why are you staying stuck? Here's the conclusion I came to. You're staying stuck because you don't actually believe that your investment of time or money or whatever you're putting into it, your solution, is going to work. Because if you knew that if you read that book and you did all of the practices it said to do it, you did all the worksheets at the end of each chapter, right? You really invested your time and energy into that. If you were that disciplined and you did everything the book said, it would solve your problem. If you believed that, then you would buy that book and you would do every darn exercise in that book, right? If you believed that a personal trainer investing in that would actually help you to lose 20 pounds and keep that weight off for the rest of your life, you would do it. If you believed that joining the next cohort of Ambitious and Balanced and being disciplined with your time and really focusing on the four key priorities that we do in that program was going to actually result in you having work-life balance and having time for yourself and being present with your family and feeling in control of your time, if you believed it, then you would make that investment of time and money, right? You would do it. A lot of us have hunches. We sort of know what we need to do, but deep down, we actually don't believe that it's going to work for us. It's a lack of belief in the solution that keeps us stuck. Getting out of stuckness, whether that is a relentless not enough mindset or people-pleasing or perfectionism habits or over-prioritize everyone else other than yourself, right? Whatever it is that you're stuck in, it's not going to magically fix itself. I see a lot of women just decide to wait, right? To wait it out. Maybe tomorrow's going to be a little bit better. Maybe tomorrow, if I just stick to it a little bit more, then things are going to fix itself, right? But in reality, that's not how it works. And my hunch is there's a lot of tools and strategies and investments that you can make right now that would help you get out of your stuckness, whether you've been stuck for a couple of months or you've been stuck for 7 years, right? There's a lot of things at your fingertips, but you're not doing it. I have a client right now who recently came to me and said she wanted to quit coaching. Actually, she said she wanted to delay coaching. If in reality, she wanted to like pick it back up in the fall because right now, this season of life, it just felt too hard. There was too much going on and she just didn't feel like she could commit at the level she wanted to the homework or to the discipline of the daily practices that she was trying to implement. There was like just too much going on in her life. And I told her, no. Because I know that it's that thinking about herself and her life, it's the deprioritization of the things that really matter in her life. That's why she's stuck right now. So I didn't want to let her off the hook and let her go another 3 or 4 months continuing to feel burned out and exhausted and staying in this loop where she is deprioritizing herself and the things that are important to her. I wasn't going to let her do that. And so I told her, we're going to double down. And so the next question I asked her was really important. It was this. Why do you continue to choose to not do the things you know that would be helpful to you? Why do you choose to not do the things that you know would be helpful to you? Now look, you might hear that question and think, man, how insensitive, Rebecca. You might hear that question and immediately get defensive. And I hear you, but as your coach, I'm not letting your dreams off the hook. You are too important. You having a regret-free life where you relish in the memories that you spend with your family and feel proud and successful at the work that you do at the same time, that dream is too important and you're too close to achieving it. You just don't know how, or you're choosing to stay stuck. So I ask, why? Why are you choosing? Because my hunch is, just like she did, you don't see that as a choice, right? It actually feels factual. Life is just too busy. There just simply isn't enough time. You simply don't have the money, right? It feels like a fact. But the reality is for 99% of us, every decision that you make with your calendar, every penny you spend is in fact a decision, whether conscious or not. And so I had to ask this same question, just like I asked it of my client, I had to ask it of myself. I had to ask myself, why are you staying in this relentless, not enough mindset? Why, Rebecca? Why are you staying stuck? Why are you allowing yourself to go another day, waking up at 3 a.m. with the same thoughts, waking up feeling overwhelmed and anxious every day that I had been waking up for weeks and months on end on some level. Why? When I finally asked myself that question, everything changed because I realized that I was in fact making a choice. And what I heard myself say when I answered it was this: ugh, it was just gonna be too hard. I was making a choice for things to be easy, when in reality, waking up at 3 a.m. and waking up exhausted and overwhelmed and anxious, let me tell you, that's not easy. But I was choosing that level of ease instead of the work that it was going to take me to get out of this relentless, not enough thinking. So just recognizing that I was avoiding doing the hard thing was enough for me to kick it into gear. Because an ambitious and balanced life takes discipline. Right? It takes believing in your goals. It takes a willingness to fail and learn and tweak. It requires believing in the life that you want, the life of ambition and success, partnered with presence and calm, even when you don't see a clear path there. And so I decided in this moment to do something about my not enough mindset, because I wasn't going to settle for having the tools and having the opportunity right in front of me to fix it and not doing it. Right? I didn't want to wake up another 3 a.m. morning and be stuck in these not enough loops, waking up exhausted and anxious. I didn't want that for myself, and I don't want it for my clients either. Because I know that so many of you are stuck in the same not enough mindset. And so as I solve this for myself at a deeper level, one day I'm going to be able to teach you how to do it too. And believe me, my friends, that day is not very far off, but that is not what we're going to talk about in the rest of this episode. Instead, I want to offer to you three steps to get yourself out of stuckness, whether that stuckness is an over-prioritization of work, or feeling a sense of regret, or feeling stuck in your career path, or feeling stuck in the motherhood identity crisis, or feeling stuck in your not enough thinking. Whatever you're stuck in, where you recognize that you're stuck, and you even know that you have some tools, some strategies, some investments that you can make to get yourself out of that, but you're not doing it. If that's you, I want to offer you three steps to get yourself unstuck and moving forward. These are the same three steps I walked myself through the moment I realized I was making a choice to stay stuck and that I could actually do something about it. Step number one is to believe in your dream at the next level, a level that you've probably never dreamed, you've never allowed yourself to dream at before. And what I mean by that is that if you solved your stuckness, right? If you got out of your not enough thinking, if you got on a career path that felt purposeful, if you woke up tomorrow and felt like you were living the exact life that you wanted to live, if you got out of your people pleasing, or you got out of whatever it is, if you got out of it, what would be better about your life? How would it change your life? What would be different about your life? Right? What hobbies would you take up because you're allowing more space for yourself? How would you imagine the time that you would spend with your kids if you actually were present with them for that? If you went to work tomorrow with a level of purpose and a level of confidence that you haven't even dreamed of having before, how different would life be? You have to see the dream. You have to see the results of your dream in a way that you haven't seen before, and that motivates you into action. For me, in my not enough thinking, there was a couple of things that were related to my dreams. Number one, there was a dream about teaching this to you one day. I teach about not enough thinking a lot to my clients, but I'm taking this to the next level. And that ability to solve for this, the relentlessness of this not enough thinking, and like actually believe that I could abolish it on some level, that was super motivating to me. Another thing that was motivating to me was how I was robbing myself of presence with my family. I have such an amazing life. I know I have an amazing life. And yet, when I'm stuck in a relentless, not enough cycle in my mind, I'm not allowing that gratitude in. I'm not allowing for that joy. I'm not allowing for that happiness. And I don't want that anymore, right? Those were a couple of things that were really motivating to me. So step one is you have to believe in the results of your dreams, the results of you getting unstuck in a way that you probably never have before. Step two is that you got to get yourself out of "I don't know." I probably should do an entire episode on this, and maybe I will jot that down, make sure I do that in the future. But you have to get yourself out of "I don't know." That's hard to say. The best way I know how to do that is to get out a paper and a pen, or open up a document and simply start writing. Start writing all the things that you do know, right? A lot of women get stuck in I don't know. You probably don't even realize how often you say, I don't know. And then when you say, I don't know, you usually procrastinate on things because you don't exactly know where to start. You don't know what to do for the day. You don't know how to start that conversation or that subject, right? And so you kind of stop at I don't know and don't actually allow yourself to find a solution for it. You can get yourself out of I don't know thinking. And you do that by taking your mind off of what you don't know and focusing on what you do know instead. So what I did is I took out a journal and a pen and I wrote pages of notes about my not enough thinking. I wrote about what I knew about that not enough thinking. I wrote about what it sounded like in my head. I wrote about how I knew it affected my life. I wrote about why I knew I wanted to change my not enough thinking. I focused on what I knew about changing mindsets and everything that I've learned about changing mindsets and how to do that. Things that I already practice myself or what I teach my clients or things that I know about that I've never tried before. I just literally wrote all the things down that I knew about my not enough thinking about and about what it takes to fix it. That alone gets your brain thinking about problem solving for something. It gets you out of I don't know and stuckness. And it allows you to open up possibility and hope for things to change. And the last step, the third step, is to commit to at least one action. Now, you might commit to a few others, but at least one thing. What is one thing that if you implemented it would make all the difference in getting you unstuck, right? And so a lot of times I have clients that will tell me, well, I want to work on this and I want to do this and I want to do this and I got to do this. And then you got like 10 things all of a sudden that you got to do in order to get yourself out of stuckness and feel more balance or whatever it might be. And I say, well, let's just pick one. Out of all of those things, what's the one thing that if you really committed to doing it would make all the difference? And we find that one thing. I almost think about it like it's a domino effect, right? What's the one thing that is going to help you feel progress that's going to make the rest of your progress easier, right? Because I promise you that usually if you can do the one thing, then the next thing will happen naturally. It will sort of be easy for you to do the next thing and the next thing after that because you have this momentum, right? Momentum begets more momentum. It's like a domino effect or it's like a snowball coming down the hill, right? You can't stop it. You begin the momentum of change and change keeps happening for you. One of the women in my current cohort of Ambitious and Balanced, she said, I'm struggling to do any of the four priorities of this program because we focus on four really key priorities in the program. And I said, fine, let's just pick one. What's the one out of the four that would make the biggest difference if you really learned how to prioritize it? So she picked one, but sure enough, a couple of weeks in, the second one just came naturally. And then the third one came naturally. And now all of a sudden she's seeing progress in all four because we got out of the, I can't do all of these. I don't know how to do all of these. And we just focused on the one. You have to believe in the vision of your regret-free, ambitious, and balanced life at a level you never have before. You have to build momentum for that dream. That's the first step. The second step is to get yourself out of I don't know thinking. Literally take back control of what you know and build momentum towards that. Third, you need to commit to taking just one action that would have a snowball effect for the rest. And maybe that one action is reaching out to book a call with me. If it is, I would love to connect with you. The next Ambitious and Balanced cohort is actually starting in September, but I'm actually forming that group right now. I already have some women into that group, but I only take 10. So booking a call with me might be your next step. And let me remind you that booking a call isn't a commitment to join. Instead, it's a commitment to your goals. It's a commitment to yourself that's saying, I'm worth investing in. I'm worth exploring this next step. I'm worth everything that I want in my life. That's what that commitment says to your brain. And so maybe that is your next step. It's to book that call with me, explore coaching with me either by joining the next Ambitious and Balanced cohort or exploring what one-on-one coaching could look like. You could do that. You could book your free 60-minute breakthrough call by going to www.RebeccaOlsonCoaching.com/book. And that will send you to my schedule where you can find a time for us to connect, fill out a prep form, let me know what's going on for you in your life. Because I don't want you to stay stuck. I need you to take one action today that's going to help you move forward. Working moms, you don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to choose to stay stuck when you can take action. I got you. Thank you for being here. Until next week, or until I speak to you on a call, let's get to it. If you wake up most days spinning with 100 different priorities vying for your attention, then the daily kickstart is exactly what you need. It's a simple 6-step process that helps you get your thoughts out of your head, reset your mindset, and refocus on what actually matters. It's designed to help shift you out of overwhelm and into calm, confident action before the chaos hits. This daily practice is the same tool I offer to all my clients, and it's going to show you exactly how to lead your day instead of react to it. It takes just 10 minutes a day, and the impact will ripple through everything: your mood, your energy, your presence with your kids, and how you lead at work. My clients indicate time and time again that this tool was the one that made the biggest difference for them, and I'm offering it to you totally free. You can download it by going to www.ambitiousandbalanced.com/daily-kickstart. And of course, I'll have that for you in the show notes as well. All right, working moms, let's get to it.